Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. President Obama is hosting the Italian Prime Minister at the White House today. In a press conference at this hour, President Obama said without hesitation, Italy is one of the United States' strongest allies and closest friends.
Meanwhile, Italy continues to be one of our strongest counterterrorism partners as we work together to prevent terrorist attacks in our countries. More broadly, we agreed to continue our strong support of the Libyan government of national accord, which, as we've seen in recent days, continues to face challenges to its authority.
Meanwhile, the Italian leader and his wife were greeted Tuesday on the lawn of the White House with, as is the custom, full military honors. You can read more details on the Italian Prime Minister's visit at the White House at voanews.com. Russia's defense minister announced the nation's forces and those of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad have stopped bombing the northern Syrian city of Aleppo ahead of an 8-hour humanitarian pause. Jeff Custer reports.
The pause in fighting, initially announced Monday by Moscow, is designed to allow civilians to leave the battered city, along with people who are sick or wounded, and rebels who want to get out. United Nations spokesman Stephane Dujarric said the international body welcomes the Russian announcement.
We will use whatever pause we have to do whatever we can. Obviously, there is a need for a longer pause in order to get trucks in. But obviously, any pause is welcome by the UN and by the inhabitants of Aleppo.
A new aerial bombardment Monday in Syria flattened residential buildings in a rubble-controlled village in the northern province of Aleppo, killing at least 23 people. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Syria's first lady said she rejected multiple offers to flee her country with her children. This is VOA News. Germany.